Carol Thompson there on the harp. Wasn't that lovely? This is really the hard part of the show for me because I have to ask you to welcome back Frank Hart to sing a couple more songs. Frank, there he is. Give him a big hand.
Microphone.
Oh, sir.
No, it was O'Connell I was blaming, not you. In Ireland, in the tradition, there was the social situation was that you had small farms and large families. Sorry, Fawn, I want to move it up again. Yeah, but. You had small farms and large families. And lots of them had to emigrate to America because the farm couldn't support them all. The other problem was that the son that was left, he usually couldn't marry or bring a woman into the farm until his father or mother died, which meant that you had a very late marriage rate in Ireland. And you had men of 50 and 60 getting married to women of 20 and 22. And this song is a translation from the Irish. It's called The Brown and the Yellow Ale, which really, when you know a little bit about the background, it makes the meaning a little clearer. It's about a man who was obviously impotent and married to this young woman, and out walking he meets a young man coming along. And the story then goes on from there. As I was a-going down the road one fine morning, oh, the brown and the yellow ale, I met with a young man without any warning. Oh, love of my heart. Well, he asked me if the woman by my side was my daughter. Oh, the brown and the yellow ale. When I said she was my wife, then his manner didn't alter. Oh, love of my heart. Well, he asked me if I'd lend her for an hour and a day. Oh, the brown and the yellow ale. I said, if she thinks it's fair, you may take her away. Oh, love of my heart. He said, you take the high road and I'll take the lower. Oh, the brown and the yellow ale. And we'll meet again by the ford of the river. Oh, love of my heart. I was waiting by that ford for an hour and a quarter. Oh, the brown and the yellow ale. When she came to me, 'twas without shame I saw her. Oh, love of my heart. When she told me her story, I lay down and I died. Oh, the brown and the yellow ale. She sent two men for timber, she never even cried. Oh, love of my heart. A board of alder and a board of holly. Oh, the brown and the yellow ale, and the two great yards of a shroud about me. Oh, love of my heart. Now if my own little mother had never been a woman, oh, the brown and the yellow ale, I would sing you many's another song about women. Oh, love of my heart. There you go. See, I should have told you to join the chorus. I'm getting seduced by the idea of people singing in chorus. So I'll sing one more. I like to think the idea that the songs can be effective in some way in our own case of righting wrongs in our own land and internationally as well. And one of the great injustices today is South Africa and the subjugation of a whole race of people. And both England and America have a role to play, I think, in the present situation that might speed on the result, more successful result. It's 25 years now since Nelson Mandela is in prison. 25 years this year. And I hear this song. I got this song from Ewan McCall. And the chorus goes, no more, no more. It's only a couple lines. Nelson Mandela, so long in prison, no more. No more, no more. Too many people detained and missing. No more, no more, no more. For some the rich and fertile land. No more, no more, no more. For others, the desert homeland. No more, no more, no more. Black woman slaves in the field and kitchen. No more, no more, no more. Children learning apartheid's lesson. No more, no more, no more. Please, wherever black people meet, no more, no more, no more. Dogs and soldiers in every street, no more, no more. No more. Live and die and sleep in misery. No more, no more, no more. Story of the white man's history. No more, no more, no more. They think they hear the lion sleeping. No more, no more, no more. It's just the sound of dead children weeping. No more, no more, no more. No more waiting for them to give. No more, no more, no more. No more waiting for the right to live. No more, no more, no more. Sing a louder, for they haven't heard you. No more, no more, no more. They've gone too far now, no further. No more, no more, no more. No more, no more, no more. No more, no more, no more. Thanks very much.
There's a whole bunch of us coming out this time, so brace yourselves.
Thank you. It took 2.5 hours to figure that thing out last night. I hope you guys realize that. That's all I have to say. That's it. As far as these rest of these guys, forget it.
Really, tell very me what nice. The tunes were, I think. Did we know? Does anybody know what the tunes were?
Oh, who the hell cares?
Made of the Spinning Wheel, Paddy Fahey's, yeah. And then...
And the other ones.
A whole bunch after that.
I'd like you, if you would, to picture a scene. If you can imagine a little convent on the outskirts of a small town somewhere in Ireland, where nothing much ever happens. It's the same old dull routine, day in, day out. And then suddenly one day from nowhere, a very strange, disheveled-looking nun arrives at the convent door, saying that she's got orders to move in. Now back in the old days, they probably would have had to think twice about something like that, but you know, in recent times, the number of recruits has been way down. And they can't be as particular as they used to be, so they take her in. And in the following weeks and months, she totally disrupts the whole routine of the convent with all kinds of weird and bizarre behavior. Finally, one morning, the police arrive with an arrest warrant for this Sister Josephine. And then the whole story begins to unfold. Oh, Sister Josephine, what do all these policemen mean? Coming to the convent in their grim limousine. After Sister Josephine, while you, Sister Josephine, sit with your boots upon the altar screen and smoke one last cigar. What a funny nun you are. The policemen say that Josephine is a terrorist in disguise. Been on the run for 15 months and more. The sisters don't believe it, no, that can't be Josephine. Just think about her tenderness towards the younger nuns. Oh, Sister Josephine, they're searching the chapel where you've been seen. The nooks and the crannies of the nuns' canteen. After Sister Josephine, while you, Sister Josephine, take a farewell sip of Benedictine before your au revoir. What a funny nun you are. No longer will her snores be heard in chapel during prayers, or lustful moanings fill the stilly night. No more empty bottles of altar wine come plunking from her cell. No longer will the cloister toilet seat stand upright. Oh, Sister Josephine, founder of the convent poker team. They're searching through your bundles of Playboy magazine. After Sister Josephine, while you, Sister Josephine, give a farewell sniff of Benzedrine to the convent budgerie guard. What a funny nun you are. Admittedly, her hands were strong and hairy and embellished with the curious tattoo. Admittedly, her voice was on the deep side as she seemed to shave more often than the other sisters do. Oh, Sister Josephine, streaking through the suburbs when last seen, dressed only in your BVDs and rosary. What a funny nun you seem to be.
Good job figuring out what we were going to play, but we didn't figure out who. That was the one thing we didn't talk about was what were we going to do? Who was going to introduce it? So we're going to do
Slip jigs.
That's what we're going to do, all right. Get Donnie Golden out here to dance again. What do you think? What a star. What an entrance. Madame Bonaparte is going to. Oh, my Lord.
I first arrived in America back about 12, 13 years ago. It's very strange to come to this country from another country, because your image of America is one that comes mostly from movies and television, and it tends to be a fairly distorted